Jesus. Okay. This is the second time I'd be recording this, because the last time I recorded it, I didn't realize I wasn't recording through my actual headset. Hello. My name is Melky. You've asked me questions. Now, I'm going to answer another simple one. It came from a person named Toxic T on my Furfinity account that simply asked me how Milket came about, which I suppose is a logical progression of questioning, because I went about saying how Milky had cropped up. So Milket, naturally next on the chopping block in terms of origin stories. It's pretty simple though. When Milky was made, I hadn't even been around very long before I started kind of trying to dabble with artists and get to know the people around me. And I guess one of the people I took a particular interest in, mostly, of course, at first due to their art, was an artist on Furfinity named Tora-chan. And a few of my watchers have probably seen me upload the occasional picture she's drawn. That includes my character. They don't come around very often, but when they do, they're pretty good. But I said naturally because the art at first. Because I guess one of my opinions of the whole Furfinity community is appearance and what you see is the first impression you get from basically anybody. So naturally, seeing and liking Tora's art, I started trying to I guess talk to her a little more and get a little more involved in some of the things she was doing. And one of the things she had done was a Capcom cosplay thing. And it would be the first, I guess, real picture I got of Milky when I guessed right as to the character that a original persona was dressed up as. And because of that, I was able to pick something up for myself. So I got Milky drawn as Frank West from Dead Rising. And after that, I kept, you know, trying to stay on top of some of the things Tora was doing. And I guess she eventually started inviting me to OC, Open Canvas sessions, which I haven't really been to one in a long time, but I guess since people stream now, Open Canvas isn't exactly as popular as it used to be. But I guess during one of those sessions, I had just kind of said something along the lines of me wondering what Milky would look like as a girl. And Tora, for fun, I suppose, drew Milky being, I guess, gender swapped, and it was the typical sort of gender swapping breast expansion picture of Milky suddenly female, long hair, female form, and I guess breasts that had grown so fast that it's popping buttons off of the old green shirt I had him wearing. So I uploaded that. And it was, of course, incredibly popular because tits, right? And it was insanely popular. I was almost disgusted at how quickly I generated attention when my persona was a girl instead of a boy. I admit I resented it for a bit because I'd much rather people like what I originally had set out. But after long enough of that picture being up and people asking about Milky and how his female form worked, I realized it wasn't going away, so I had to kind of make something up for it and kind of give myself some kind of headcanon excuse as to why it would keep reoccurring. So I gave her a different name, called her Milket. Lame as it sounds, I don't know, I think someone helped me choose that name, I can't quite recall. But, yeah, named him Milky and just kind of left it at that, just a female form of Milky. But after a while, I just wasn't happy with her just being a female Milky, mostly because whenever I'd try to roleplay with someone, they'd be like, oh, can you make Milky into Milkette, though, because I'd rather play with her. And I just started getting so frustrated that they were both one and the same, and people, it allowed people to ask questions like that, that I instead deemed to make them two separate characters. And so I came up with this little story in my head that Milkette was a clone of Milky, with the obvious difference of the female gender. She's got split from his body, kind of like a duplicated DNA, wrong chromosome kind of deal. Still Milky in almost every literal sense. Just same personality, same attitude, same interests, same memories, same family, same everything. But, just a girl instead of a boy. And I suppose from that point, because I like to make characters, I guess maybe even a little deeper than Milky and Milkette probably come off as, I said, well, Milkette, since that point, had been trying to become, I guess, her own person instead of just a copy of somebody else. It's not something I explore much in the art I get of her, or Milky for that matter, but it's there in my head, I suppose. For the most part, Milky and Milkette are just pin-up fodder, though. Milkette in particular. Because I suppose when she was made, that was pretty much the intent in the first place. So, I'm really tired. I'm going to be completely honest. I've been playing Dragon's Crown probably for the past 4 hours, and I'm just exhausted because it's like 5 in the morning. So, I'm going to kind of get off to bed. Thanks for listening, and I hope to answer another one of these questions real soon.